We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. This conversation we're about to have, especially if you're a parent and maybe you've had kids that are bullied, or maybe your kid was a little punk and was a little bully. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A mom has been banned from school after threatening her daughter's alleged bullies. She vows to fight the adult relatives if that's what it comes to. I want to know, if this was your kid, what would you have done? I mean, I think we all think this is an overreaction, but 833-JOE-ALEX. Christina is a mother of a student that's been banned from a Southern California school after she threatened a classroom full of the students over allegedly bullying her daughter. Now, here's her and her daughter, Jade, talking about kind of that moment in the classroom.
I was just there to protect my child. It kind of made me feel really bad about myself. When I walked in, I asked the teacher if I could speak to her class, and she said yes.
Now, here's the thing. That was a big mistake by the teacher. So the parent had permission to be in there to talk to the class, which amazes me it could happen. Here's just a little clip of the two-minute tirade that went on. She swears a lot. We have a little bit, so it is censored.
That's messing with my daughter. She's a girl. Y'all are boys, okay? If y'all bully my daughter, if you look at her the wrong way, if you breathe the wrong way, send your mom to me. Sisters, aunts, anybody over 18, I'll f*** them all up. Do you understand me? Leave my daughter alone, and I'm not going to say it again.
Now, they're saying a lot of this was not necessarily girl-on-girl bullying, but it was like dudes harassing her, maybe being like a little sexually harassive too, which if I was a father of a daughter, I think I'd kill a boy. I really think I would. That's how overprotective I would be if you were sexually harassing and just bullying my daughter. I would beat your little head in. But that's just me. Let's see here. Christina said her daughter had been bullied in school and online since the beginning of the year. She was sexually harassed last week, leading to the suspension of a boy. So the boy did get in trouble.
Okay.
She said kids are, and this is what she said. She said kids are committing suicide every day because they're getting bullied. And we just read this the other day about suicide really high among teenage girls. I don't want that for my daughter. What do I do when my daughter's afraid to go to school? And here she is kind of talking about how she regrets a little bit of what she did.
I definitely understand concern. Had the roles been reversed and it was another parent coming in, I would also be upset. But I was coming from a hopeless place. I do regret using the one curse word that I used, but in my mind, this was not towards the children. This was me trying to get my message across to the parents.
When my mother came in, the boys who were bullying me, they were silent.
The principal informed parents in an email Tuesday that the teacher contacted the front office for help and the assistant principal escorted the woman out. The school district said the mother is banned from campus.
Whoa.
So what do you do in this situation? Obviously, we know you can't go into a school and you can't walk on a bus and say, "You mess with my little Jimmy, I'm going to beat your ass." You can't do that. But what do you do? What would you do? 833-JOE-ALEX.
This mom made a mistake and it's probably because of her age. But if she would have just cyberbullied these boys, no one would have ever found out that it was her.
Here's what you
idiot.
Do.
So you're saying return fire with fire?
You got to make a Finsta, a fake Instagram, and then you freaking troll them. That's what you do.
See? Yes.
No, this is why.
You don't go into the school and then verbally harass them in front of all the teachers. That's the way you get caught.
Got to be low key.
I am legit scared that Alex, as a mom, one day will social media bully a kid that's going after their kid. Amber, thank you for calling in. 833-JOE-ALEX. You got a son that's being bullied. What do you do?
Well, it has actually been kind of going on for a little bit, and luckily preschool is coming to an end. This is happening in preschool. I just want to remind everyone, bullying preschool, four-year-olds.
What do you even bully each other about in preschool?
I'm going to take your crayons.
Well, the little boy, my son was coming home with scratch marks, bruises, and he just had a whole different attitude change.
Aww.
And it wasn't like him. Yeah, and I've been dealing with it, but the mom of the bully refuses to sit down and talk to me about this. And the little boy actually pulled his private parts out in the restroom and showed my son. Like, this is just,
That other kid has something going on at home. Otherwise, he wouldn't be acting like that.
Yeah, you don't just whip it out.
Exactly. And my son is the complete opposite.
That's probably why his mother doesn't want to meet with you, honestly, because there is some sort of abuse taking place in the home, and she doesn't want that to be have any light shown on that whatsoever. So, I'm telling you now.
I took it to the social worker at school, and the social worker said that they have to like follow her wishes because she doesn't want to sit down since technically like there was no touching involved. I don't care if there was touching; it's all wrong. Like my 4-year-old, he's not even 5 yet. He shouldn't be dealing with this in preschool. So it has started very early, and I just want everyone to be aware that it is starting earlier and earlier every year now.
It amazes me, Amber, with your story, that there's nothing that can be done. Like you didn't jump the gun. You weren't like, I'm going to fight you, kid, or I'm going to fight your parents. Like you tried to say, hey, we need to have a conversation. You need to be an adult. Like I'm an adult and we're both parents. We have to sit down, figure out what the hell's going on with your kid and my kid. And she's like, nope, not going to do it.
Yep. And I still have to see her till the end of the school year, till June 13th. And she just like gives me these side looks. And it's like, you're lucky I am a better person than you, because if I was like one of these girls from this neighborhood I'm in, she probably would have had her ass beat.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, I give you props if you beat her butt. That's just me out there.
I want to set a good example for my son. Totally. I don't want any more violence like brought in.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And you know what? I don't know if you'll agree with me, Alex. I feel bad for that kid too that's doing these things, like whipping his junk out and doing other things too, because he's obviously messed up in the head with some bad parenting.
He's acting out because he's clearly experiencing something that's inappropriate at home.
Jackie, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and thanks everybody, by the way, having the courage to call in and share this. You also have a son that was bullied, or is he currently bullied?
No, he's not being bullied no more.
Okay, what happened when he was bullied?
He was being bullied by this bunch of kids. He was even sexually harassed by two girls, and the school did nothing about it. So, got police involved in everything. The police told him to fight back. So when at the end of the school year, he body slammed the kid down.
Whoa.
I tried to confront the mom. She slammed the door in my face. So she came to my house and body slammed her son down. So I did the exact same thing. I slammed the door right in her face.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you body slammed her.
Too.
I'm like, go, Jackie.
No, I'm not that mean.
We could call you Jackie the Jackhammer, get you in the ring and just lay the pound into people.
Jackie Chan.
Mess with my boy, I'm going to whoop your ass. Well, hey, Jackie, thank you for calling in and sharing that. These stories always amaze me. So as we wrap this up here on the Joe and Alex Show, and you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show, let us know what you think. Alex, what do you think should happen with this mom that went in there, she told the kids, don't F with my daughter, yada, yada. What do you think should have happened to her?
Well, I think the social worker, I understand that the social worker at the school is saying like, well, there's been no like signs of, you know, other, I don't know, physical abuse or whatever, things like that. We can't like force the mom to like talk to us and things like that. But I just feel like maybe if they're exhibiting emotional distress,
I'm
that's
talking about
still
this
grounds.
Girl here in California where the mom went in there and said, don't, you know, where the boys are harassing her. Yeah. Like, what do you think about that?
I mean,
feel like the mom still did the wrong thing. You can't go into a school
on
a bus and do
that. Yeah, she was wrong. She was wrong to do that, for sure.
All right, cool. Let us know on our social. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show on radio now.